Mr. President?
Yeah?
Lois? Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Marshal. How are you?
I'm fine. And I understand you're the same way.
Well, doing pretty good.
That's good. I left messages long ago, but I seem to be getting a brush off from your help because I wanted to tell you on the night before you got cut that old Dan and me were saying Hail Mary. Were you Episcopalian Hail Mary?
Good.
And they worked, by God.
Good. Well, I appreciate it.
Mr. President, you were in trouble that night, and that's the reason why I tried to tell you that I wanted to say Hail Mary to you.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for you now?
No, I don't believe so. I think we're doing pretty good.
You're doing marvelous.
Well, moving along. And
How's your side?
I got a month or so yet on it, I expect.
Would you like me to tell you what happened to me?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, I had the damnedest, stinkingest gallbladder colic you ever saw in your life. And I said to myself, Ben, you've been following Johnson all these years, but you ought not to follow him that far. And they took pictures of me, and thank God they didn't find any stones. But I haven't eaten a bit of grease in so long, I'm scared.
I hope they don't find any.
I hope they don't either. Would there be a chance to see you before you go back to Texas?
Depends on when I go back, Marshal. If I go back Thursday, if there's anything real important, of course we'll do it. I've got a rough schedule, though. I didn't get my nap today, and I'm still in the office, and I got a speech tonight. And I just got a murder yesterday, and I can't even see cabinet officers. I'm turning two of them down today. I want to try to get away Thursday.
Texas after you go back there.
Yeah. You can talk to me here if you need to. Tell me what you got on your mind.
Well, I got problems about next year, and I think you're so marvelously on the ball that being a guy who wrote one of the first stories. I think the first story about that first few months in office. I want to write another one. And I got the audience that would appreciate it. I want you to speak my ear with some of the ideas you've got about foreign, because that's obviously going to be one of your real problems, and domestic affairs for 66.
Well, that's going to be, you better see me a month from now, though.
Well,
instead of now,
you've got concrete ideas now. I wouldn't want to quote anybody, but I would like to be able to write a piece on my own saying that these are the things, these are the ideas that are going around in the White House.
I haven't got any now, and I just got a bunch of folks working, and I won't even get a report from them until about 10. So let's wait till after December anyway.
Well, sir, you'll be in Texas then?
Yeah, I'll be in and out. I'll be coming back up here, though, some. And I'll see you sometime during December when I get a little further along. I haven't had time to give any of it any.
Either here or there. It doesn't make any difference to me, of course.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Is your lady all right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
Thank you, Marshal.
Thank you.